First, New York. On the Republican side, John McCain is expected to win by a huge margin here. The WNBC Marist College poll released over the weekend shows McCain beating Mitt Romney, that's his closest competitor, 61% to 24%. The real action, though, is on the Democratic side. Here in the city, Democrats outnumber Republicans 5-1. And it is Hillary Clinton's home turf. So you'd expect her to win here and win big. But Alex, tonight, the night before the primary, she'll be here in the city campaigning. NYU urban planning professor Mitchell Moss says her lead over Barack Obama is shrinking.
Well, I think this is going to be a close election on Tuesday. Although Senator Clinton leads in the polls in New York, it's not clear that she's going to win a huge number of delegates. She may win a majority of them. But Senator Obama has the benefit of low expectations in New York. He's running against an incumbent senator from her home state who's won twice in the state. And anything she does that is less than her polls will tell people that she has difficulty winning in a national race.
In the past, Hillary Clinton's been able to count on some core constituencies, especially African Americans. And if you go up to Harlem, the cultural headquarters of Black America, you'd never know that Hillary Clinton is, in fact, fighting for every Black vote. Who do you like?
I like Hillary.
You like Hillary?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, Barack Obama is that I don't think that he has enough experience.
I'm going for Hillary Clinton.
I'm Hillary Clinton. She have her husband supporting her.
She got more experience.
Yeah, more experience and stuff like that, that know what's going on.
Hillary Clinton and them and the Bush and all their posse is out of here. That's all burnt out. Time for change.
Your friend here is Hillary supporter.
I'm going for Hillary.
He ain't going for Hillary. He's going to change his mind in a couple of seconds.
Who are you supporting in the election?
I'm supporting Hillary.
Really? Why?
She has more experience.
I'm on 125th Street in Harlem, where Bill Clinton has his office. I walk past the Apollo Theater, past Africans selling incense and cocoa butter, past a speaker blaring a continuous loop of Martin Luther King's speeches.
100 years later.
And I walk into the storefront office of the New York Amsterdam News. For 100 years, this has been Harlem's newspaper, a paper that published columns by Malcolm X. The Amsterdam News has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Eleanor Tatum is the paper's publisher and editor-in-chief.
It was an extremely difficult decision. But then we had to think about it in another way. Are we looking at a candidate for who's going to serve the community best, or are we voting on someone because of their color? Barack Obama has been to New York dozens and dozens and dozens of times. But he's tended to be downtown. He has been up to Harlem, I think it might be twice now. And I find that problematic. He needs to court the vote. You know, you can't just assume that you're going to get a vote because of the color of your skin. You've got to say to the community, you know what, I really want your vote. Here I am. Hello, I want to sit down and break bread with you.
Hillary Clinton has broken bread with Harlem's leaders many times, and now they're returning the favor by endorsing her. There's the powerful Reverend Calvin Butts, former Mayor David Dinkins, and New York senior congressman Charles Rangel.
Well, one good reason is because I know her. I mean, I've known her for so long.
In office for nearly 40 years, the dean of the New York delegation calls Hillary Clinton New York's favorite daughter.
I admire and respect Senator Obama, and there's a deep sense of racial pride in seeing how a guy with his background could aspire and reach the accomplishments that he's had. But we're at war. We're at the pits in terms of our deficit. It's kind of rough for anybody to get on the job training. The real question I find is when you get to that desk, how many names do you have in the Rolodex? Who do you call?
Well, have you gotten any pushback from your constituents who say, what are you doing, Charlie Rangel? Why aren't you supporting an African American?
No. Most of the people who come up to me agree. They don't. People who disagree, they're not coming up to me.
When did you find out that your wife was an Obama supporter?
I was at Williamsburg on a Democratic retreat, and I got a call from the office.
And did she tell you what her reasons were?
I said the first I found out about it was
yesterday. Yesterday.
You know, so no.
You haven't talked about it since.
And I don't expect we will.
Alma Rangel is not the only one breaking with Harlem's political leaders and backing Obama.
This is a generational thing. And so these old fuddy-duddies, we're not having it no more.
Spike Lee, his movie Do the Right Thing is about racial tension and black powerlessness in Brooklyn 20 years ago. But now the center of black power is shifting from Harlem to Brooklyn and beyond. And that means less support for Hillary Clinton.
Look, we can't disrespect Harlem, the mecca for African Americans, for many years. But there's been a shift, and you got the old heads up there, up in Harlem. You know, no disrespect to 125th Street. Don't want no stag when I come uptown. Peace and love. But I'm just saying what's up. You know, Brooklyn's what's happening.
Cross over the Manhattan Bridge, you won't hear Martin Luther King's speeches on the street. In downtown Brooklyn, Caribbean immigrants sell homemade mixtapes on Flatbush Avenue. It's where I meet Brooklyn State Assemblyman Hakeem Jeffries.
You know, some people, when I first ran for office, suggested that someone with the name Hakeem Jeffries could never get elected. And when I saw someone with the name Barack Obama get elected to the United States Senate, certainly inspired me.
Hakeem Jeffries is young. He's serving his first term. He says other young Brooklyn politicians are also supporting Obama.
You know, what we've seen not just in Brooklyn, but with Mayor Cory Booker over in Newark, with Mayor Adrian Fenty in Washington, D.C., two of the younger mayors in this country of moderate to big-sized cities, all of us are with Senator Obama. And I think because he's speaking to a dynamic which we've all lived, that yes, we want to represent African-American communities forcefully, but we've grown up in a time that's post-civil rights, and there's still a whole lot of issues that need to be addressed. But affordable housing, for instance, that's an issue that's not just a black issue or a white issue. It's all about the color green.
Brooklyn has more blacks than any other place in New York. A lot of them are immigrants from the Caribbean and Africa and first generation.
Barack is this time.
Polls show they overwhelmingly support Barack Obama.
My name is Nora Troche, T-R-O-C-H-E.
Nora Troche has stopped by a bookseller on the street and picked up a book about Obama called Hopes and Dreams.
So you're interested in buying that?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because it's a black man running for president and I'm going to support him.
And did you have difficulty making up your mind?
Nope, not at all. I have to support my people. You know, I mean, I like Hillary, don't get me wrong, but when I have to support Barack Obama. And for nothing else, because he is black.
But part of Barack Obama's appeal is that he transcends race. He's been called a post-racial candidate. I asked Spike Lee if he agrees with that characterization.
To be honest, even though Barack Obama won the Iowa caucus with only 3% of African Americans. Despite that, I still don't think that we're a place where race does not matter in this country. We're getting there, but it still matters. It matters so much that Bill Clinton tried to point it out several times.
And do you think Obama's strategy of not taking that on as a number one issue, of not addressing it?
Yeah, it has to be the strategy because he's trying to unite America. So if he's... So, brother number one, race man, that's not going to get it when you're saying you want to unite everybody.
Well, Alex, so far, there isn't a lot of unity in New York on the eve of the election. Hillary Clinton is favored to win the popular vote here. But unlike the Republicans, the Democrats don't have a winner-take-all system for delegates. So Barack Obama has to win only a third of the vote in a congressional district to win 40% of the delegates in that district. And so he could walk away with a lot of delegates tomorrow. The math gets kind of complicated, but that's why Hillary Clinton is here tonight, trying to make sure she wins decisively in her home state. You can hear more of my conversation with Spike Lee about politics and race. It's at our website, npr.org.
Well, thank you for that, Madeline Brand, in New York. And hey, speaking of winners in the home state, how about those New York Giants? I know that you were watching the game last night.
You know what? I was actually watching the game as I walked through Times Square. I was up there on the big jumbotron that they have. I was really afraid there was going to be some traffic accident or something. But people were actually on the street looking up at the game. And, you know, it was an upset victory, of course. So people were over the moon. Tomorrow, the city will hold a ticker tape victory parade for the Giants.
I imagine a crowd of thousands gathering in the square, staring up at that big screen as the seconds tick away in that last really exciting football minute.
You know, you could hear people shouting at the screen as they do at home. And, yeah, it was really exciting to be a part of that. And, you know, last night, the game's most valuable player was Eli Manning, the New York Giants quarterback, pulled off one of the biggest upsets in Super Bowl history.
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown, New York.
Fox TV's Joe Buck, that was the call at the end of that game, setting up the wild celebration. I hope someone offered you some champagne, Madeline.
I'm on duty, Alex.
Okay, later in the show, NPR's Mike Paske is going to chronicle the scene and the breakdown and the big play that made the difference. That's coming up. Now stay with us. Madeline Brand in New York. I'm Alex Chadwick. NPR's Day to Day continues from Felipe's in downtown L.A.